A Day in London. Richard Steele. It is an inexpressible pleasure to know a little of the world and be of no character or significancy in it. To be ever unconcerned and ever looking on new objects with an endless curiosity is a delight known only to those who are turned for speculation. Nay, they who enjoy it must value things only as they are the objects of speculation, without drawing any worldly advantage to themselves from them, but just as they are what contribute to their amusement or the improvement of the mind. I lay one night last week at Richmond, and being restless, not out of dissatisfaction, but a certain busy inclination one sometimes has, I rose at 4 in the morning and took a boat for London, with a resolution to rove by boat and coach for the next 24 hours, till the many different objects I must needs meet with should tire my imagination and give me an inclination to a repose more profound than I was at that time capable of. I beg people's pardon for an odd humour I am guilty of, and was often that day, which is saluting any person whom I like, whether I know him or not. This is a particularity would be tolerated in me, if they considered that the greatest pleasure I know I receive at my eyes, and that I am obliged to an agreeable person.